Good morning. I'm delighted to be here to tell you a bit about the Anglican Church women in the cathedral. I've been an active member for the last 20 years, so I guess I am an old hand and can relay some of our activities. First off, I want to remind you all, or remind all of you women in the cathedral family, you are members of ACW. Some of you are able to attend on a regular basis. We welcome all of you to take part as you are able. There are two ACW groups in the cathedral, our regular afternoon group and the ACW quilters. The ladies of the ACW quilters are very talented and focus on quilting. You can usually see one of their quilts on display in the hall lounge. And if you have a minute, you should take a look. The ACW purpose calls us to unite women in fellowship that will strengthen our spiritual lives and lead us into Christian service within our cathedral church, the diocese, our nation, and the world. We strive to fulfill these responsibilities to the best of our ability. Within our cathedral family, we focus on the Monday morning outreach program, the Fairline Home, and in hosting receptions. Financial assistance is provided to the Monday morning program. Our members are called upon one Monday a month to provide food for our guests, and some of our members also attend to provide assistance to the outreach team. In addition to an annual financial donation to Fairlane Home, we have an ACW member on their board of directors. Each spring, we join with the residents for an afternoon social. Members of our cathedral family who reside at the Fairline Home are visited and support is provided to them by ACW members. When requested, receptions are hosted for funeral services for for members of our congregation and clergy luncheons are provided as required. I'm really tongue-tied this morning. Within the diocese, we support the diocesan ACW and take an active part in their activities. Also, we host receptions for ordinations, installations, and other diocesan events as requested by the Synod office. At the national level, we provide financial support to the work of the National ACW organization. Our support has reached clergy wives, and missionaries in remote areas of the Arctic and Labrador, as well as other areas of Canada that need assistance. Lastly, to fulfill our responsibility to the world, the two ACW groups together support four young ladies who are students at Bishop McAllister College in Uganda. By supporting a student, we support a family and provide a better future. In addition to our commitment to the students, we annually contribute to the stipend for Reverend Paul Jeffries to continue his work at the school. During the winter-spring season, we have monthly gatherings of members that consist of a short business meeting, followed by speakers who are guided and strengthened by the Holy Spirit that enables them to enrich lives and their community. Last year, our speakers shared their work and their commitment to making the lives of others better. Among them were Dr. Stephen Hart, who spoke on his ministry to prisons, Sandy Robb, who through the support and encouragement of the Monday Outreach is now advocating for housing for the homeless, and Isabel Cutler, who shared her faith journey from her time as a young nurse at the Grenfell Mission in Newfoundland to her role as our parish nurse. There are two dates I would like you to remember. On March the 14th, our next scheduled meeting will take place with guest speaker Isabel Hawken. She will strengthen and encourage our spirits in the Lenten season with a talk entitled Learning to Let Go. And I might add, when we have our regular meetings and we have a speaker, we invite all the men of the congregation to join us too, because a lot of our talks are very enlightening for everybody. I want to draw your attention to our plans for Saturday, February the 17th, when we will be celebrating women once again. Many of you are unable to join us throughout the week, so we urge you to join us on the 17th. An exciting program is planned to celebrate the spirit in women that strengthens and guides and directs them. Although our program will be of interest to all women, younger women will find it has a special appeal to them in their daily decision-making. Our time together will include interactive displays, appetizing refreshments, and a time to mingle, meet, and learn. Every woman is invited. Bring your daughter, mother-in-law, sister, daughter-in-law, or a friend. And I must say here, there's a little poster down back, and our guest speaker is going to be our own parish nurse, Kathleen Snow, and she's going to talk about her many experiences helping women throughout the world. In closing, we remember Christ has asked us to feed the hungry, care for the sick, shelter the stranger, and comfort the prisoner. As ACW members, we strive to do as he has asked us. All of you here today support our work, and for that, we thank you.